I always like talking to Dave Neusbaumer. Here's a guy that takes it, you know, and looks at something and says, never sees the negative side, always the positive side, always looking to move ahead. Dave Neusbaumer, good morning. How are you?
Hey, great. Good. How are you, Randy?
Hey, your business, of course, you're in the insurance business. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Lakeview Insurance.
Yep.
We fired up just over 3 years ago now in Yorkton, and it's just slowly but surely we're growing and trying to do bigger and better things in the community.
You know, that's something you've been associated with for as long as I can remember you, and that also, if there's something, and we can fundraise with it, let's do that. You had a customer appreciation and a farmer appreciation barbecue. Explain what you actually organized and how that turned into a fundraiser.
Well, it started a few months back with a gentleman named Ron Cox and Scott Welke, both local fellas. Ron and Scott are both retailers in the ag industry, but on the side they sell hail insurance. And of course, we do sell a little hail insurance. We focus more on home and farm insurance. And so Scott and Ron, we approached and said, why don't we do a customer appreciation? You bring your customers, we'll bring ours, we'll marry them together, and we'll do this steak barbecue. And I said, we'll provide all the food and do a bunch of the work. And, you know, it just started, okay, well, how many people do you think you're going to get? And I'm originally thinking, oh, we'd get 100 or thereabouts.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Next thing we're closing in on 250, and that's when we seized the opportunity. I said, why don't we do a 50-50 raffle?
Yeah.
And from there, one of our Jeff Brandt, I'll give him a little plug, Brandt's Custom Application, was sitting there while this was going on. He says, I'll donate a quarter of custom application. And from there, I mean, the Bullich brothers at Foam Lake gave us a donation. They do custom application, and Scott started approaching suppliers, and you know, and that it just spun into something. Well, it spun into $13,380 is what it spun into.
Wow. And the fundraiser, the money goes to?
Habitat for Humanity. Again, we discussed it just together, Ron and I and Kirby, and we threw around a couple names, and then Ron threw out Habitat. I said, oh, great. I said, Tom Seeley and their crew there, great choice. And it turned into something Tom didn't know what to expect when he got there. And I still remember on Thursday night, he pulled me off to the side and he said, you know, Dave, great about the money. He says, but we also had a great time with these people. It was so much fun. And so that's, you know, it hit all the chords.
Tell me about, I just remember and have remembered you as being somebody who can fundraise and do that. So, well, giving back to your community, giving back to help others. Where did that start in your life? Where did you become that kind of guy to do these kind of good things that you do in your community?
You know, we've done it with everywhere I've worked, and whether it was back in my car selling days at Browns Plymouth Chrysler, and you know, the Browns were always good, generous people in the community, and and then my days at Farrell Agencies, we were very, you know, Dave and Don were very generous, and you know, it just carried on, and we saw the good of it, and it's nice to give back a little to the community.
Well, and you've done that big time, and we thank you for it, for everything that you do in your business and well, and everything that you're doing in the community. Dave, over $13,000 to Habitat. This is a great thing. Starts out as barbecue, have fun, and you raise money like this. You do great work in our community, and we appreciate it. Dave Neusbaumer, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk with us, and continued success, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it.